一同打开罗马书第八章。
Let's turn together Romans chapter 8.
我们就从第五节一直念到第八节。
Reading from verse 5 to verse 8.
罗马书第八章从第五节念到第八节。
Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 5 to verse 8.
换到了我们一同开声来念。
We shall read together.
一、二、三。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与上帝为仇敌，因为不服上帝的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得上帝的喜欢。第九节我自己读，如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。请你读。
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray again.
请李博士带领我们。
Father, as we come before you, we know that your word has been opened for us.May our heart, through the working of the Holy Spirit, also is open to your word. Speak to us tonight through your servant, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们上个礼拜特别提到了耶稣基督为什么需要成为肉身。
And last week, we especially mentioned why is Christ Jesus has to come in the likeness of the flesh.
为要成全律法。所不能成就
In order to accomplish what the law fails
使他所成就的事可以运行在我们的身上
So that what he accomplished can be applied upon us
这是任何的宗教所没有办法明白也没办法达到的一件事情
This is something that all other religions cannot reach and cannot understand
宗教都认得人与永恒的事情
Religion talk about man and eternity
有些宗教论到人与神的事情
Some religion talk about man and God
宗教论到人犯罪的事实
And religion talk about the fact that we have fallen a sin
宗教盼望人可以脱离罪的捆绑
Religion hope that we can be liberated from the bondage of sin
罪的事实是宗教一个重要的要素
So these are the facts of sin is a very important key of religion
解脱罪恶的道途是宗教一个重要的盼望。
The way to be set free from sin is the hope of religion.
行善是宗教最重要的道德规劝。
And to do good is an expectation of morality of religion.
由于宗教论你行了善以后就可以把罪的事实把它除掉。
Some of religion will say that if you do good, then it will overdo your sins.
今生就可以接连到来生。
Then in your life, personally, it can be connected to the future.
我们将功补过的结果就等于得救。
If you use our merit to cover our sin, then you can be saved.
今生的罪不会妨碍我们来生的幸福。
And the sin of today,It cannot affect our life or the future.
人靠着行为可以造神的喜悦。
Man through our own conduct can be pleased by God.
回到神的地方。
And can return back to God.
那这些宗教共有的一些要素。
This kind of commonality of some religions.
都是从人可以回到神那里的乐观的盼望产生出来。
It's kind of a very optimistic kind of hope that man can return to God.
所以有的宗教相信有启示。
Even though some religion believe that there's a revelation,
有的宗教不相信有启示。
And that some religion do not believe that there's a revelation.
他们认为从自己的宗教观念想象出一套东西就可以解决我们实在的情形。
And they thought that from their own religious thought, they can think of a system where they can be saved.
你注意，这样的宗教都是人本的。
But pay attention, this kind of religion is human-centered.
什么叫做人本的呢？
What is human-centered?
出于人的。
Outer presenting coming from man.
人为中心的。
Man as a center.
以人为出发点的。
Man as a starting point.
从人的宗教观念想象出来。
From man's religious point of view, they think of a system of religion.
这些对宗教观念想象出来东西的解释。
All this interpretation coming from the thought of human religious mind
从来没有解释宗教的观念本身是从哪里来的
Can never interpret where come this concept of religion
那么把这些宗教观念产生出来的系统
Then the system which produced by religious thought
把它绝对化
They absolutize it
一绝对化就变成信仰
When it becomes absolutized, it becomes a system of faith
信仰进到个人中间变成信念
When a system of faith comes into us, it becomes conviction
因为绝对 对信念，所以人就不愿意随便改变宗教。
Because an absolute conviction, man doesn't want to change a religion.
因为我信的就是这样。
Because what I believe is that,
这就是真理。
And that is truth.
所以我不愿意离开我这种信念改换另外一种宗教。
So I do not want to change my religious conviction to another religion.
我在说，这些都是从宗教性的观念产生出来的系统。
All this system comes from religious nature of humankind.
这种解释从来没有告诉你这个宗教观念本身从哪里来的。
But this kind of system will never tell you where comes this religious thought.
所以严格的说起来，人本主义的宗教没有办法真正解决人犯罪的事情。
In a very strict point of view, humanistic anthropocentric religion can never solve man's problem of sin.
为什么圣经跟这些宗教的系统是不一样的？
Why is the Bible as compared to the religious system is different?
因为圣经不是从人想象出来的书。
Because the Bible is a book that's not a product of man's thinking.
圣经是神启示给人的
书。 But God who reveals.
神是真理的本体。
And God is the substance of the truth.
是主体性的真理的位格的本体。
It's the subjectivity of the person of truth.
所以他自己把真理启示出来的。
So he himself revealed the truth to us.
许多时候是超过了他所创造的理性可能的地步。
And many times it transcends what a human thing can reach.
因为神超越人，这是一件事实。
Because the fact that God transcends man.
包括人被造的时候，虽然高过万有，确实有限制。
Even though man's created so to be above all things, but he is finite.
人虽然是被造有限制的，但是神把人造成可能明白启示的功能。
But even though man's created with finiteness, but he can understand the revelation of God.
因为这个本能是神所赐的。
Because this kind of instinct is given by God.
人就超越万物。
Man has a nature to transcend all things.
第三件是人犯的罪。
The third is that man has sinned.
所以这个罪呢，从归正神学来看，已经玷污到对神的认识的可能里面。
And sin has polluted the possibility for us to know God.
所以人就有三种的状况。
So man has three different stages.
Three kind of conditions.
Conditions.
一，
The first,
人是被造的。
Man is created.
第二
The second,
人是有限的。
Man is finite.
第三
The third,
人已经受了罪玷污的。
Man has polluted by sin.
所以这个 created, limited, and polluted, 这三种状况。
So these three kind of conditions that man has,
使我们虽然领受了神亲自对我们的真理启示。
So that even though we receive the revelation coming from God himself,
还是在有限受造的玷污状况中呢，我们没有办法完完全全正确的了解。
But then still in this finiteness of a sin-tainted life that we cannot fully understand God.
这就是神学性的困难。
And that's the difficult theologically.
当然前面这几分钟对你们讲的东西一句一句的思想在解释会花几个钟头。
Of course, if I were to expound bit by bit of these statements, it would take time.
但是这是很基本的一个东西。
But this is a very fundamental thing.
那现在用这种神本观念启示来看。
Now with this kind of a God-centered revelation to speak to us,
所有宗教所能想的、所能叫出来的、所能做到的，来来去去就是以人本为中心的范围是没有办法超越的。
All that can be thought and can be taught from religions cannot transcend what God reveals to us.
神所启示的完全不一样。
But what God reveals is totally different.
这就是本质的差异，而不是程度或者分量的差异。
So that's called qualitative difference and quantitative or degree difference.
为什么需要提到本质的差异呢？
Why is that we may talk about qualitative difference?
因为神不是人，人不是神。
Because God is not man and man is not God.
所以当我们没有办法完全去了解神的启示的时候，是很正常的事情。
So for us not to able to totally understand God is only but too normal.
那么这样要了解神有什么办法呢？
Then what's the way for us to know God?
除非神的灵在我们心中光照，引导我们进入真理，我们就没办法了解。
So unless God's Spirit illuminates in us and guides into the truth, there's no way.
有关于这个原则，最重要的经文是《哥林多前书》第二章。
And this First Corinthians chapter 2 has an important principle in this.
The most important principle.
The most important principle.
他那里说的，除了人的灵，有谁知道人的事呢？
Except the spirit of man, who can understand the things of man?
照样，除了上帝的灵，没有人知道上帝的事。
So also, unless the spirit of God, no one can understand things about God.
神的灵就变成神与人中间沟通的这个中保或者媒介。
So then, the spirit of God becomes the mediator between man and God's communication.
是 真灵就变成神的启示者，把真理带到人的中间。
So this is Holy Spirit of God become the revealer of God that bring truth to us.
那么犯罪的事情是另外一个相同本质的另外一个契约。
And also the realm of sinning belong to another realm,
but the same nature.
By the same nature.
为什么说是相同本质的另外一个契约呢
？Why say it belongs to another realm by the same nature?
因为我们明白神的世事的灵的契约里面。
Because when you understand thing about God, there is a realm of spirit.
当人犯罪的时候，是在身体的契约里面。
But at the time when it means sin, we sin in the realm of flesh.
所以我们犯罪的时候，是在我们有身体的这一段的过程中间。
We are sinning in that process, whereby in the procedure of this bodily existence.
当一个人死了以后。
After man died,
他就不能再犯罪了。
Then he will not sin anymore.
为什么？因为他的身体的这个期限已经结束了。
Because he has now been entered in this bodily presence.
We sin while we are still in flesh.
我们还在肉体当中，是我们犯罪的时候。
我们的肉身中间的时候，我们有犯罪的可能。
So it is in flesh there's a possibility for us to sin.
肉身的期限结束的时候
，But when ended the time of flesh，
我们就没有犯罪的可能了。
Then there's no possibility of sinning.
我不是要说物质是邪恶的。
I'm not saying that matter is evil.
因为这是异端思想在第一世纪结束到第二世纪整个世纪里面对基督教最大。好像看不见的攻击
because there's a heretic kind of thinking that come to the end of the first century and they attack the church
而上帝特别保守给约翰老的时候他可以见到这些可以直接的来对付这种异端
and God especially allowed John the Apostle to see it when he was old and he attacked also this heresy
或者说其他的使徒们一个人失去以后上帝留下约翰过了很长的生命所以他可以看见第一世纪快要结束以前这个异端的盛行所以他就勇敢为真理来申辩
Or to say that when all the apostles had died God has allowed this John the Apostle to live long enough to see this heresy appearing at the end of the first century and to attack it and to rebuttal it
这是上帝特别的安排
So this God's special arrangement
到了第二世纪整个一百年这种异端的思想对基督教产生很大的破损的工作的时候
So at the time when it comes to the second century when this became a very big attack to the church
约翰的书信就成了一个指标可以使基督徒有原则有真理的这一个原理去对付那些错误
John's epistle become a principle so that with that the church can attack and can rebuttal all these heresies
这个异端是什么呢
What is this heresy
就是 Gnosticism
Gnosticism
and Gnosticism 的理论怎么讲呢
And Gnosticism what does it teach
我们曾经对你们讲过了
I will expound to you
物质是邪恶的
Matter is evil
灵才是善的
Spirit is good
所以这物质的本身就是恶的存在的产品
So in matter itself, it itself is evil.
那么灵的本身是圣洁的场地。
And spirit itself is occasion of the holy.
从本质来说，灵的本身就是圣洁的。
Coming from the substance itself, spirit itself is good.
从本质来说，物质就是犯罪。
So substantially, this matter is evil.
那么这个理论是违背圣经的。
So this teaching go against the Bible.
因为圣经告诉我们，上帝造物质。物质原是好的
，because when God said He created everything and the matter, it is good.
所以我不能说物质本身是邪恶的。
So we cannot say matter dwells in it evil.
圣经又告诉我们，邪灵恶鬼附在人身上。
And the Bible said that evil spirit even possess us.
所以这告诉灵也有邪恶的。
Which means there is an evil spirit too.
所以我不能说物质是不好的，灵都是好的。
So we cannot say all matters are evil and also all spirits are good.
有不好的物质的层次。也有不好的邪灵的层次
The aspect of the matter which is evil The aspect of the spirit which is evil too
灵被造原先是好的
Spirit is it was created good
物质原先被造也是好的
Matter also was created good
这问题不是物质是邪恶灵是善的二元分化的就本质论
So the problem lies not on the dualistic division of that matter is evil and the spirit is good
我们怎么看这个事情呢
How do we view this
就是犯罪的时候物质可能变成坏的犯罪的时候灵也可能变成邪恶
So when we sin matter can turn to evil and also spirit can turn to evil
所以我们不能接受这一个 Gnosticism 的二元论
So we cannot accept the dualism or Gnosticism.
那这个跟这一段的圣经什么关系呢
Then what is related with this passage?
因为基督教的思想是说，耶稣基督成了肉身，
The Christian thinking is that Christ Jesus come to be a flesh,
成为有罪身形状的人
，the likeness of a sinful nature，
在肉身中间为我们定了罪案。
So then in the flesh it condemns sin。
这是罗马书八章第三节很重要的话语。
This was stated in Romans chapter 8 verse 3。
当耶稣道成肉身的时候
，when Christ incarnated，
表示他以圣者的身份进到肉体的物质里面
，the Holy One coming into flesh。
如果物质是邪恶的，耶稣在地上的生活岂不是犯罪的生活吗
？If matter is evil in itself, then is the Christ is sinful then.
这是不对的。
It's wrong.
耶稣只有最深的形状，有罪的试探，却从来没有犯罪。
But Christ Jesus only have the likeness of a sinful nature that he was tempted, but he never sinned.
耶稣基督以圣洁的身体，无罪的身份。代替我们钉在十字架
and with a holy body but taking upon us the sin he was nailed on the cross
所以呢 Gnosticism 根本不承认道成肉身的可能性
so Gnosticism does not acknowledge the possibility of this incarnation
Gnosticism 也不承认有灵是邪恶的
and Gnosticism does not acknowledge that there are evil spirits
所以 Gnosticism 的思想是违背圣经的思想
so it goes against the Bible
那么现在我们提到了犯罪的期限
So that we say about this set time of sinning,
我不是提到罪的这个范围。
I'm not talking about the realm of sinning.
犯罪的期限是什么期限
？Whatever the set time of sinning,
当我们还在肉身中间的这一段期限。
Then this period while we're still dwelling in the flesh.
如果你可以活七十年
，It can live for 70 years.
这七十年就是你可能犯罪的期限。
This 70 years is a period whereby it's possible for you to sin.
如果你活九十年
，If you live 90,
你就可能有九十年犯罪的期限。
Then there are 90 years whereby you can sin.
所以当我谈到罪的时候
，So when talk about sin，
我不是谈在物质中间的地区。
I'm not talking about the realm of the flesh。
我是说在物质身体存在的期限。
But the period whereby the matter existed as a body。
你说不是一样吗
？They said the same thing。
我的肉身中间犯罪
，You said that in flesh I sin。
所以罪就在肉身之中。
So the sin is in the flesh then。
所以罪就在物质的世界中间。
Then we said sin is in the world of matter。
不一样的。
No, it's different。
耶稣基督也曾经道成肉身，有肉身期限，他没有犯罪。
Because Christ Jesus come into the likeness of sinful nature, but he never sin。
你明白我的意思吗
？You understand？
这样你分清楚你的思想，慢慢就组成一个。正统的神学的架构。
So when you clear about this, you have reconstructed for yourself a structure of theology.
你们这样一个礼拜一个礼拜听。
So when you come week by week to listen,
你们的信仰的架构会很坚强。
You know the structure of your faith will be strong.
你就不会给异教之风飘来飘去。
It won't be easy for you to be drifted by the heresies.
那为什么是人犯罪的期限就在肉身之中呢
？Once again, we see the period for man's possibility of sinning is when he was still dwelling in the body.
当一个人死了以后
，When a man dies,
他的时间已经过了
，His time is past.
所以呢，神就把他停留在一个。等候以后审判的中间阶段的中间
God has put him in the intermediate state what is waiting for him to be judged
在这个阶段中间好像沉睡一样
In this intermediate state as if he is sleeping
他已经没有受肉体界限中间肉体期限中间受试探的可能
There's no possibility for him to be tempted while he was still yet in that body
所以人死了以后灵继续的存在不等于天使有灵体没有身体有受试探可能的情形
So when man died that's a period of time whereby he is in the spirit it's not like an angel that has the spirit but the angel can be tempted but not man after he died
The spiritual status of a man after his death is different from the spiritual nature and the status of angels when he was originally created 是不一样
It's different
这样灵天使是灵，它有受试探的可能。
So the angel is a spirit. There's a possibility for this angel to be tempted.
它有自己试探自己，自己肆意产生犯罪的可能。
And also it itself also can tempt himself and then get sin.
那么呢，人没有这个期限。
But man has no this kind of limit.
所以死以后，他的灵体不再有试探的事情存在，他所犯的罪已经定了。
So after he has died, his spiritual existence can no more be tempted and sin.
另外一方面
On the other hand,
人在肉身的期限中间
In that period of time whereby man is in flesh,
如果他
解决他曾经犯过的罪的问题。
If he has solved his problem, the sin that he had committed,
他就不必把罪的这个问题带到永恒中间去。
Then he will not bring this problem of sin to eternity.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
将犯罪的期限是在肉身的期限中间。
So this period of sinning is at a time when I still in this flesh.
信仰从得救的期限的可能也是在肉身期限的中间。
But the possibility of faith and also salvation also in that period whereby in the flesh.
你不能说我活的时候我不要信上帝。
You cannot say that while I'm still alive, I do not want to believe in Jesus.
等我死了以后想清楚，看到原来有天堂地狱，那个时候再来信。
But when I die, I see the world that is heaven and earth, hell, and then I want to believe in Jesus.
那时犯罪的期限结束了，信的期限。也结束了。
Because that period of time whereby the person of sin has ended and so person believing also has ended.
所以人有肉身的这一段的期限是非常危险也是非常重要的一个期限。
So man with this period whereby is set in the body is very important also very critical.
当我们还在肉身之中的时候
while we are still in the flesh,
我们连正视罪的可怕。
Also, we see the horrifying nature of sinning.
珍惜救恩的宝贵。
Also, we treasure the salvation.
我们靠着神的基督的成全的救赎，对付我们肉身犯罪的情形。
Through the salvation accomplished by Christ Jesus, we want to deal with the sin in our flesh.
这就是与别宗教不同的地方。
And that's the difference of Christianity and other religions.
因为别的宗教是提到人直接到神那边蒙他悦纳。
Because for other religions, they say that man can directly come to God and to be blessed by Him.
虽然他们也承认罪是事实。
Even though they acknowledge the sin is a fact.
他们的信念就是将功补过。
But then the conviction is that you want to use a merit to overdo the sin.
人靠自己的办法回到上帝面前。
Man using their own way want to return to God.
而基督教的看法完全不一样。
But Christian view is different.
因为这不是人的宗教性想象出来的东西。
Because this is not something as a product as a man's thinking.
这是神自己的启示。
But rather is the revelation of God.
当神启示的时候告诉我们他差遣他的儿子道成肉身为我们死。
When God revealed, He said that He sent His only Son to die for us, even on a cross.
他的做人就是作为一个可能死的人。
And became man, a one is possible for him to die.
像神的第二个位格也自己来到有肉体的期限的人生生活中间。
So the second person of God come into humankind in the flesh and with this period of time whereby man is possible sin.
他经历了你的肉身期限中间的危机。
He experiences this crisis of you in the flesh.
他实力知道他体会了你的肉身期限中间的困难。
So that you will know that he totally understands your difficulty while in the flesh.
他也了解你在有肉身期限中间的矛盾和挣扎。
And also you understand that type of contradiction struggle you have in the flesh.
耶稣基督到地上来做人。
Christ Jesus coming to the world to be a man.
他取了罪身的形状。
And taking the likeness of sinful nature.
活在我们的中间。
Living among us.
他也受试探。
He was tempted.
他也受痛苦。
He suffered.
他也经历了各样的患难。
He experiences all the sufferings.
所以这样你就知道有一个真正了解你的全能者，就是那一位全能而来到世界，好像一无所能的人一样的耶稣基督。
Then you know that the mighty one who can totally understand you because he's that mighty one who come and experience what he experienced.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那全能者。
The Almighty One
变成一个婴孩
，become a baby。
那全能者
，The Almighty One
变成一个小孩子
，become a kid。
这么无能
，so powerless，
这么限制
，so limited。
所以你们圣诞节的时候常常会听到念出以赛亚书第九章的话语。
So many times in this Christmas you heard about the reading of Isaiah chapter 9。
For unto us a child is born。
有婴孩为我们而生
，a son is given。
有一子赐给我们
，his name。Is counsel.
他的名是这个安慰者。
His name is wonderful.
他是这个奇妙。
His name is mighty God.
是神是测试。
His name is all everlasting father.
是永在的父。
His name is the prince of peace.
是和平的君。
这个婴孩是个全能的神。
So this baby is Almighty God.
怎么可能的？
How is it possible?
全能的神变成一个婴孩。
The Almighty God become a baby.
永在的父变成历史上一个孩子生出来。
The eternal father become a man in history.
这就是最大的 paradox.
This is the greatest paradox.
反合性
paradox.
永恒的
eternal one
进到暂时里面
，coming into temporality
绝对者
absolute one
进到相对界
，coming into relativeness
无限者
，the infinite one
进到有限中间
，coming into finiteness
大能者
，the almighty one
变成没有什么能力的小孩
，become a powerless baby。
这样，基督就经历了你的肉身界限中间的生活，如同我们一样的。
So then Christ Jesus like you and I experience that limitless in our flesh.
那有了这个能够死的身体
，with a body that can die.
所以他最为你为我的罪死在十字架上。
And that's why for your sake and my sake, he died on the cross.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
当你把这个重点抓到了以后
，So when you catch up this important point,
你现在就要看接下去这些圣经节。最重要的要点要讲什么
？You want to see the key point of these few verses following.
因为这里就说了一个人接受基督以后
，You see, after a man has received Christ,
他到底应当过一个怎样的生活
？What kind of life then he should live?
一个人接受基督以后
，After a man has received Christ,
神的灵就把这些的东西向他显明出来。
The Spirit has revealed all these things to them.
神的灵也愿意住在他的里面。
The Spirit of God also is willing to dwell among them.
但是他自己的生活要怎样过下去呢？
How can he then live his life?
因为认知了基督
Because he knows Christ
因为领受了救恩
Because accepted salvation
那么他就应当有新的生命所产生的新的生活
So then he must a new living produce from a new life
所以如果新的生命没有产生新的生活
If the new life doesn't produce new kind of living
他就只有地位而没有事实
Then he only have a position, not substance.
地位跟事实不同在哪里
Position and substance was different.
如果你有一个真正的地位
If you have a true position,
但你没有那个事实的生活相配的话
But if you don't have such a substantial life to substantiate,
就好像什么
Like what?
好像你本来是生作一个王帝的儿子
Like you are born as a son of a king,
但是你现在暂时被隔开
But temporarily have been separated.
所以你住在穷僻的乡下
You live in a poor country.
你被人隔绝了。
You have been separated from man.
你血统里面是王族的血统。
But in blood you are prince.
你实际的生活是穷人乡下的。
In the real life you are poor man in a country.
直到有一天呢
，Until one day,
人把你找出来
，People have discovered you.
把你带为王宫
，Bring you back to the palace.
认出你本来的地位就是真正的皇太子。
And recognize that you are actually the prince.
好，法官决定你是正宗传递下来的。这个这细的王太子
Then the judge will judge that you are actually the prince
恢复了你王宫的生活
So to restore your position
所以今天的基督徒也是如此
The same with the Christian
有许多基督徒已经领受了神的生命
Many Christians have received the life of God
但是没有过于神相交与神同行的生活
But they have not lived a life to walk with God
按地位而论已经是神的儿女
Positionally they are the children of God
按生活而论不像神的子女
When a person of life they are not like the children of God
从地位而论他是属于上帝的
Positionally speaking they belong to God
从实际的生活来看好像属于魔鬼的
But in reality as if they belong to Satan
从他得救的经历而说他已经领受新的生命
From the experience of salvation he received a life
从他喜欢爱犯罪的生活来看他好像世俗灭亡的人一样
From the manifestation of life whereby he desires sinning he looks like he's like a Gentile
所以第五节开始
So in this set of verse 5
告诉我们两种的这种顺从
Verse 5 will tell that two kinds of submission
第一种就是顺从肉体的生活
He the life that submits to the flesh
第二种就是顺从圣灵的生活
The one that submits to the spirit
那么这句话的背后是什么意思呢
What's the meaning behind this statement
就是两个主管性的意志力量在控制我们
That two controlling will that control us
第一个就是圣灵要管理我们
The first one is Holy Spirit want to guide us
第二个就是我们肉体的生活来管理我们
And the second one is our flesh that want to govern us
那我们到底里面是顺从肉体呢或者顺从圣灵呢
Inwardly are we going to submit to our flesh or submit to the spirit
我们是在肉体中
We are in the flesh
我们的肉体界限中
We are in the limit of sinful nature
肉体界限是一个这个阶段是一个又危险又重要又非常有潜在能很可怕又是很幸福的一个阶段
With the period of the flesh you are at the blessed at the same time critical and dangerous
你说这几句话我不大明白
I don't understand these few statements
所以我们老人家看年轻人
So we as old men we look at the young kids
我看得很羡慕他们
We admire them
这样健康
That's healthy.
这样有精神。
That's a spirit.
脑子这么清楚。
That's a clear mind.
背书这么容易。
And they can memorize so well.
就运动也这么好。
And they can exercise so well.
我们现在六十多岁，动一动痛得不得了。
Well, you're 60 plus. We all body aches when you exercise.
一下就累死了。
And I get tired easily.
常常要打瞌睡。
By the time I nod.
什么东西都记不清楚。
And I can't remember well.
我们刚刚今天看的，明天就忘记了。
What we read today, we forget tomorrow.
既然继续记20年前、50年前的事。
But what you remember that things happened 20 or 50 years ago?
我看小孩子背背背书，看一下子都会了。
When I see young kids, just read and just remember.
所以当年轻的时候
，So when young,
多美好的
，However beautiful,
多么容易休息
，However easy to learn,
多么健康
，However healthy you are,
多么
，So you are so,
多么
，You are so.
多么危险啊
That's so dangerous.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为年轻的容易被引诱，对不对
？Because young men are easily to be tempted.
容易跌倒，
easy
容易犯奸淫，
it is to commit
容易走错路，
easy to go wrong.
所以我告诉你，肉身阶段是一个又幸福又危机的一个阶段。
So to be in the flesh at the same time is blessed, at the same time is the dangerous.
你的肉身中间
，in the flesh，
你可以学习很多伟大的东西。
You can learn many mighty things.
你的肉身中间
，in the flesh，
你可以堕落到比禽兽都不如。
You can be fallen like a beast.
所以你这个反和性的这个存在
，so this paradoxical nature，
这个叫做肉身阶段的存在
，that's called the period of the flesh。
所以保罗在这里说，你肉身阶段这个存在是又幸福又危险的时代。
So possible existence of this limitless period is essentially a blessed, essentially critical。
关键在哪里呢
？But where is the key then？
秘诀在哪里
？What's the secret then？
你们知道有一个屋顶呢
？You know there is this rooftop。
雨水滴下来的时候
，when the rain drops。
从这里下来
，It comes from here。
从这里下来
，From here。
滴在地下来
，And then it drops。
以后就流了
，And then it flows。
流成两条河
，And become two rivers。
这两条河后来出河口的时候
，And river when it got actually
相差几千公里
，So far apart they are。
原来这些大河的水呢，就从那个屋顶滴下来之后，掉在这边一点，掉在这差一点点。
But these two rivers actually when they come very close together。
你明白？你明白了吗？失之毫厘，差之一尺。差之什么？差之千里。
A miss an inch is as good as a mile。
那么这个真正的关键在哪里
？So where's the key then？
就是在这里了。
There it lies。
顺从圣灵。
You obey the spirit。
顺从肉体。
Obey the sinful nature。
顺从圣灵。
Obey the spirit。
顺从肉体。
Sinful nature。
没有第三条路。
No third way。
大家说，顺从肉体，顺从肉体。顺从圣灵，顺从肉体，没有第三条路。
No third way 啊！
所以这里呢，已经讲到耶稣基督成就救恩之后，
所以 talk about Christ Jesus after he accomplished salvation，
他在肉身中间
，in the flesh condensing，
是为我们这有肉身的人。
So that for us the flesh，
耶稣的肉身中完全得胜试探。
In the flesh is totally victorious over temptation，
代表我们人类。
Which represent us,
使所有有肉身的人都可能像耶稣基督一样得胜。
So all those with flesh will be like Jesus can be victorious.
耶稣跟我们一样的。
Jesus like us.
我们有肉身。
We have the flesh.
他有肉身。
He has the flesh.
我们受试探。
We are tempted.
他们受试探。
He is tempted.
不同的地方在哪？
What's the difference?
他绝对顺从圣灵。
Absolutely he obeyed the Holy Spirit.
我们常常反抗圣灵。
But then frequently we'll go against the Spirit.
绝对顺从圣灵。
Absolutely obey the Holy Spirit.
我们常常消灭圣灵。
But many times we quench the Holy Spirit.
绝对顺从圣灵。
Absolutely obey the Holy Spirit.
我们常常使圣灵担忧。
Many times we also grieve the Holy Spirit.
绝对顺从圣灵。
Absolutely obey the Spirit.
我们常常抗拒圣灵。
Many times we resist the Holy Spirit.
这就是不同的地方。
That's different.
所以耶稣到世界上来的时候
，When Jesus come to the world，
所有的试探都得胜了。
He has the victory of all temptations.
三个原则。
Three principles.
第一
，First，
当撒旦试探他的时候
，When Satan tempted him，
他绝对不离开人子的地位
，Absolutely would not leave the position of the Son of Man。
耶稣基督不是以神性的地位受试探
，Jesus was not tempted in the
status of deity。
The state of deity。
耶稣基督是以人性的地位受试探
，But that in the human nature he was tempted。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为圣经说，上帝不试探人，也不。受试探
，because the Bible says God never tempt man and he cannot be tempted.
所以耶稣基督不是以神性的地位受试探
，so it's not in the state of a deity who was tempted.
耶稣基督是以人性的地位受试探
，but in human nature he was tempted.
你说唐牧师，你从哪里看到这
？Where do you see that？
从这个试探的过程看出来。
When you see the process of tempting,
魔鬼说你若是上帝的儿子。
You, if you are the son of God, he said.
耶稣回答说。
Jesus said.
本来我就是吗
？I'm actually is.
是不是啊
？Did he say that?
耶稣回答说呢
？What did he say?
人或做
，Man lives.
不是靠食物
，Not by food.
靠上帝的话语
，But by the word of God.
所以耶稣不肯在神性的地位中间受试探。
Jesus doesn't want to be tempted indeed.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果他说是啊，我本来是上帝的儿子
，He said yes, I'm actually son of God.
那么他就上魔鬼的当了。
Then he had been tempted.
因为魔鬼不可能试探神
，Because Satan cannot tempt God.
神也不可能受试探
，And God cannot be tempted.
魔鬼偏偏把耶稣的神性讲出来。
So he especially mentioned about the God nature of God, Jesus.
耶稣基督把人性摆出来。
But then Christ plays human nature to him.
所以他得胜了。
He does say he was victorious.
第二样
，the second.
耶稣受试探的时候
，when Jesus was tempted,
总是用道的原则来反击。
He used the word, the principle of word to resist Satan.
这就是我的讲道，布道团的一切侍奉以。道为中心的原因
，and that's the reason why I say the semi and my preaching use the word as center.
我们不是用模式，不是用歌星来吸引人。
We are not using musicians or singers to attract people.
我们不是用各样的歌舞、各样的这个娱乐来吸引很多人。
Or entertaining, dancing to attract people.
我们的聚会是以神的道同把神的道的奥秘同原则把它传讲出来，做我们整个布道团的方针。
But also using the word of God, the exposition of the word of God as the direction of the semi.
请小孩子。不要走动
Children, please run at the back.
否则你们要出去
If not, we ask you to go out.
Sit down. All children, sit down. This is not your house. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. 父母注意接下去
You continue.
所以耶稣基督第二个原则
The second principle of Christ Jesus
就是用道
Using the word
作为抵挡魔鬼的唯一的武器
becomes the only weapon to resist Satan.
没有别的办法
No other way.
魔鬼用圣经
and this Satan wants to use the Bible
是断章取义
but actually he did not put in the context.
耶稣基督用圣经
but Jesus used the Bible
是全本的总原则来对付他
using the principle of the Bible to deal with Satan.
所以耶稣得胜了
so Jesus God was victorious.
第三样
the third
耶稣基督以顺从圣灵的圣试探
and also he obeyed the Holy Spirit to be victorious
脸受试探被圣灵带到旷野去见魔鬼耶稣都跟着去
even in the temptation he was led by Holy Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted and he went
所以当我们的肉身阶段中间有犯罪可能的时候
so when there's a possibility for us when we're in the flesh
我们怎么办呢
what are we going to do
我们人都是软弱的
so we're all weak
我们的肉身都是有罪
our flesh are sinful
所以呢你了解我我了解你彼此赦免就好
so you understand me I understand you so we forgive each other
我们也没有办法得胜就算了
so we cannot be victorious that's it
保罗说不是
Paul says not
如果你顺从肉体
If you were to obey your flesh,
你就是死
then you die.
你顺从圣灵
you obey the spirit,
你就是生命平安
then you have peace and life.
这句话背后的意思是什么
What is the meaning behind that statement?
你身体里面有一个肉身的本性
In the body, there's a sinful nature.
就是你本来已经犯过罪的那个肉身的本性
And that nature of the body that sin,
是说你曾经犯罪以后那个习惯的本性
That's a habitual nature after you've sinned.
不是说物质是邪恶的
Not to say the matter is evil.
是你已经犯罪惯了这个人性正在控制你现在的自由
But because you've sinned habitually and then nature control your freedom
但是得救以后不一样
But after you have saved is different
因为得救以后除了你本有的犯罪的本性要控制你
Because other than that habitual nature of sin will control you
还有上帝的灵在你心中也要引导你
The spirit in you also want to guide you
要管制你
also want to control you
所以现在你做人的时候你现在应当要怎样呢
So when you leave, how then should you leave?
你有两个选择。
The two choices.
第一个选择。
The first.
那是我听肉体管制我的声音。
So I hear the voice coming from the sinful nature.
或者你说我顺服圣灵在我里面引导我的这个力量。
Or I want to obey the power coming from the Holy Spirit.
就是这两种可能性。
So two possibilities.
顺从肉体。
To obey the sinful nature.
或者顺从圣灵。
To obey the Holy Spirit.
大家说。顺从肉体或者顺从圣灵那么顺从肉体的结果是什么呢
So what the result when you obey the sinful nature
顺从肉体的结果就是死
You die
顺从圣灵的结果是什么呢？
If you obey the Holy Spirit, what's the result?
顺从圣灵的结果就是生命跟平安。
You have life and peace.
好，这两句话怎么解释呢？
How do you interpret those statements?
是不是基督徒得救了以后继续不断顺从罪性的生活，结果还是会变成灭亡呢？
So a Christian after they are saved continue they obey the sinful nature and the lead to be perished.
基督徒顺从肉体结果还是灭亡，死了吧。
So Christian obeying the body and the flesh they will still die.
顺从圣灵就叫做生命平安，表示现在还没有生命，没有把握，要顺从到底才得救啊。
So then you have no certainty yet because you obey the Spirit, then only you have life.
好像有一些人可以这样解释。
As if some can interpret in this manner.
但是这一段的圣经在中文跟英文的翻译里面有不同的地方。
But in the translation, English and Chinese, there's a bit difference.
在中文翻译里面，人是主动的。
In the Chinese translation, man is active.
在英文翻译里面呢？圣灵是主动的。
In the English translation, the Holy Spirit is active.
所以你说我顺从肉体。
You say I obey the flesh.
我顺从肉体。
I obey the flesh.
但是在英文的翻译是什么呢？
And what's the English translation?
肉体的本性在控制你。
It's the sinful nature that control you.
所以你是被动的。
So you are passive.
或者圣灵的力量正在引导你。
Or the Holy Spirit guiding you.
所以你也是被动的。
So you are also passive.
在虽然在被动的中间。
So even though in passiveness,
不等于我们自由没有功用。
It doesn't mean that there's no function in the freedom.
如果说我是完全被动，我的自由没有功用的话。
If I'm totally passive, my freedom cannot function.
就像一个孩子睡觉了，人家把他抱走，他完全不知道，醒过来原来在贼窝里面了。
Like a baby when the sleep people carry him and then put him into the thief den.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not a teaching Bible.
所以圣灵。圣经用的是引导人
But rather the Holy Spirit guides this teaching of the Bible
圣灵不会麻醉人
The Holy Spirit cannot numb you
圣灵引导人
But he will guide you
圣灵不会辅助人
He will not possess you
圣灵引导人
But he will guide you
圣灵不会击倒人
He will not slain you
今天灵恩派是 slain by Holy Spirit
And also the Holy Spirit, the charismatic say you are slain by the Holy Spirit.
所以那些人倒在地上不省人事了。
So they fall back unconscious.
这种观念不是圣经的。
This is not a biblical concept.
这种现象也不是圣经。
This is not a biblical phenomenon.
这种例子全本圣经是没有的。
There's no such example in the Bible.
所以我绝对不能接受人完全被动而不醒悟的在圣灵控制之下。
So I cannot, absolutely cannot accept the fact that man is controlled by the Holy Spirit and then totally is unconscious.
等到了第八章第十四、第十六节，我会讲得很清楚。
But when it comes to chapter 8, verses 14 and 16, I'll explain more clearly.
在圣经里面，保罗的神学。
Then the theology of Paul in the Bible,
圣灵的光照
and illumination of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的更新
the renewal of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的感动
the moving of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的接近
the cleansing of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的充满
the feeling of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的感动
the moving of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的叹息
and the sign of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的这个运行
and the working of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵使我们成圣
and the Holy Spirit allows us to be sanctified.
这些名词都用了
all these terms have been used.
圣灵的洗
The baptism of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的充满
the filling of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的高摩
the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
但是从来没有圣灵的辅助
but never think of the possession of the Holy Spirit.
有没有啊？有没有啊？全本圣经没有有没有人给圣灵辅助
Never talk about the possession of the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
你们回答有没有？有没有被鬼辅助？有没有啊
？But demon possess, yes.
所以绝对不可以。
So you actually cannot say.
在你观念中间
，because in your concept,
把你自己圣灵的工作。的关系想成一个完全不知不觉的被动的关系
your relationship with Holy Spirit is totally passive
所以这里说你顺从圣灵
that you obey the Holy Spirit
中文翻译
the Chinese translation
是人主动的
is man taking active part
中文翻译
English translation
人被动的
man is passive
两样应当结合起来
but coming together
也就是说呢人不是不知不觉的在圣灵引导之下的
It's not unconsciously that man is guided by Holy Spirit
圣灵不是把你打死了
The Holy Spirit wants to slay you
把你的尸体搬掉
Then they pull your cup
不是给你吃毒药
Not feed with poison
你完全麻醉了
But totally numb
任他自己摆布
And then he will control you
我一个朋友 她的女儿生得很美丽。
A friend of mine who has a very beautiful daughter.
在美国读书的时候。
When she was studying in the States.
生得太美丽了。
Because she was so beautiful.
我相信她十六七岁，我看她照片比许多明星更漂亮。
Even though when she was 16 or 17, she's more beautiful than many of her film stars.
后来因为太漂亮了。
But because she was so beautiful.
不能好好读书，个个都在跟她谈恋爱。
She cannot study well because everybody wants to cut her.
就是美丽带来的麻烦。
And that's the trouble coming from beauty.
这是太美丽带来的咒诅。
You are so beauty and that's curse.
结果有个很漂亮的美国男孩子爱上她。
So a very handsome American gentleman.
看看自己这么美丽，再看看其他男朋友那么难看。
And she saw that this man is so handsome and others are so ugly.
忽然一个这么漂亮的美国的孩子来爱上她。
Such an American handsome American come and love her.
他就把心交给她。
So she gave
her heart to him. 带她到他家。
And that man
一次两次三次
to the house many times.
第三次给她喝一个东西。
And feed her with something.
喝完了就她就睡了。
And after she fell asleep.
就在她男朋友家里给她强奸了。
And she was raped.
以后呢起来以后。
And after she woke up.
发现不对了。
It's wrong, something wrong.
她大哭。
She cried.
她的父亲差不多去杀那个男孩子。
And the man, the father even wanted to kill the man.
她长得很美丽。
She was so beautiful.
有一生一世阴影在身上永远不停。
But then there's a shadow in her now.
我告诉你那是什么呢
?What's that?
那是要你那么先麻醉你那么任意摆布你。
So they want her and then numb her and then control her.
这个不是圣灵的工作。
This is not the work of the Spirit.
圣灵从来没有做强迫占有的工作。
The Holy Spirit will not force on us.
圣灵从来没有任意摆布我们。
The Holy Spirit will control it.
圣灵用伟大的爱。
By using the great love.
真理的光。
The light of the truth.
照耀我们。
To illuminate us.
感动我们。
To touch us.
到最后呢。我们能顺从他。
Finally, we submit him.
那你如果顺从圣灵
，If you submit the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就把你带到生命的地步。
It will guide you to the meaning of the life.
把你带到这个平安的地步里。
To the peace.
你体现你用犯罪的肉体的生活。
But if you were to go against the desire of flesh,
体现的肉欲战胜的快乐。
And sometimes the first time is a desire that go loose.
最后你就是过一个像死人一样的生活。
Then you will lead a life like a dead man.
所以这里说顺从肉体就是死。
So、
顺从圣灵就是生命平安。
So if you go against the flesh, you die. If you go against the Holy Spirit, you have life and peace.
我讲了这么多以后呢
？And after that,
我们现在再来读这几节。
When we read one more time these few verses,
我们再从第五节来读。
Reading from verse five,
我先读第四节。律法的意义要成就在我们这些不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。第五节大家读。
因为随从肉体的人
体贴肉体的事，
随从圣灵的人
体贴圣灵的事。
体贴肉体的就是死，
体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
原来体贴肉体的就是以上帝为仇，
因为不服上帝的律法
也是不能服，
而且属肉体的人不能得上帝的喜欢。如果上帝的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃是圣灵了。人若没有基督灵，就不是属基督的。好，我现在再跟你解释顺从肉体跟顺从圣灵不同的这个结果以后怎么样。
So I want to tell what's the result if you are to obey the flesh or obey the Holy Spirit.
你顺从圣灵，
When you obey the Holy Spirit,
再顺从圣灵，
And then the Holy Spirit again.
你慢慢你变成一个习惯，你被圣灵引导享受顺从他的喜乐的这种人。
Then habitually become a man that enjoy the joy of being guided by the Holy Spirit.
你就越来越过一个讨上帝喜欢的时候。
Then you are willing to live life that please God.
顺从肉体不是如此。
But the thing that you want to obey your body is different.
你照着你肉体的要求。
According to the desire of flesh.
去满足它。
You satisfy it.
去这个放纵情欲。
And to let loose your lust.
结果你就慢慢变成一种一面享受暂时的快乐，一面失去永远平安的矛盾。
So you become one day on the one hand temporarily enjoy sin, but on the other hand you lose the peace of eternity.
因为顺从肉体的人是先体贴肉体。
Because you obey the flesh first want to go to the desire of flesh.
什么叫体贴肉体呢？
What do you mean that you go to the desire of flesh?
让人同情他。
We sympathize with it.
放纵它。
We let loose.
任凭它。
We and identify with it.
让这个肉体所要的都得出呈现。
So that all the desire of flesh will accomplish.
这是不可以的。
This cannot be done.
我们教导孩子的时候。
When you teach the children.
常常有这样的经验。
We have this kind of experience.
孩子还小吗？
Children are still young.
不要紧啦。
Never mind.
以后大了他自己会懂的。
When they get old, they know.
孩子还小吗？
They're still young.
不过是几岁的孩子。
They're few
old. 让他好了。
Let them.
他要玩了他玩。
What want to play,
不要读书，让他不要读书，因为他会累。
Mind, because you get tired.
这种就是放纵，这种就是没有严格教导的一种方法。
This called letting loose.
有一次我从外面回来。
There was one I came back from outside.
有晚上九点的。
It was 9 p.m.
我问我太太。
I asked my wife.
大女儿写抄写了三行的中文字没有
？The three lines of Chinese character my daughter has to copy. Has she done it?
那是我的第一个孩子。
That was my first daughter.
我特别严格。
I was very strict.
从四岁开始
，starting from age four，
每一天要写三行的中文字。
Every day she got to write three lines of Chinese characters.
因为没有中文教育
，because there's no Chinese education in
Indonesia. 没有中国学校
，no Chinese school.
我要她写三行中国字。
I want her to write three lines of Chinese characters.
五岁的时候
，when she was five，
她已经写飞机、录音机这些东西。飞机、录音机。
Oh, she's already right. Tape recorder, airplanes, difficult words.
别人的孩子六岁才开始学一二三，你我他。
Other at the age of six, then try to learn one, two, three.
五岁我已经叫他写这么深的字了。
At the age of five, I asked her to write difficult words.
我很严格。
I was strict.
那天我回来的时候。
That day when I came back.
9:30.
9:30.
他已经睡了。
She was asleep.
我说今天写了没有？
Have you done your job today?
我的太太说她没有写。
My wife says she has not.
今天她太累了。
She was so tired.
因为她有别的事情，还有功课。
She had other things, other assignment.
我说请她起来写。
Asked her to wake up and write.
写了才再睡。
And then she was asleep again.
他的外祖母说
：“The grandma
啊，不要叫他起来。
Never mind, never mind.
可怜他小孩子。
Never mind, the next time.
我说叫他起来。
I say, wake up.
我太太说，好了，叫他起来。
And my wife say, okay, I wake up.
他的外祖母说，明天叫他写六行。
But the grandmother said, the next day, ask her to write six lines.
我说现在叫他写。
I say, now ask her to write.
一定要现在写。
Only now you should write.
今天的事情今天做完。
You done what is done today.
我当然知道你很多是不赞成我这样。
Of course, I agree that you don't agree with me.
我就是这样，第一个孩子这样严格。
First the child.
后来第二个孩子，第三个孩子越来越不严格。
So the second and third and less I was not strict.
等到有一天我做祖父的时候，我也对孙子说不要明天才写好了。
No, when I become a grandfather, I will say never mind, write tomorrow.
等我现在回看过来了。
But when I look back,
我四个孩子中文最好的就是那个。
And the daughter is the one that is best in her Chinese.
没有读过中文学校，一年都没有读过。
She has never gone to Chinese school.
她可以写中文信给我。
She can write in Chinese to me in letters.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为从小的时候
，Well, since she was young,
决定严格训练。
Absolutely, I was strict in training.
不要体贴肉体
，but not to go against our flesh.
不要。体贴肉体
，and not to go along with the flesh.
Not along, not against. 如果你体贴肉体
，if you go along with the flesh，
体贴惯了
，and you when you become habit，
你的孩子说爸爸很爱我
，you say my father loves you so much，
我一有伤风就不必写
，when I got a flu I didn't write，
我一疲倦就不必做
，when I'm tired I didn't do，
我告诉你的孩子坏了，就是因为你太爱他。
If your child is bad, it's because you love them too much.
你的爱呢是体贴肉体的爱。
Because your love is the one that goes along with the flesh.
你的爱是放纵情欲的爱。
You want to let loose the desire.
你的爱是顺不对的事情的意念的爱。
And go along with things which is wrong.
所以你没有抓紧机会。
So you not catch the opportunity.
把它教成功。
That train them well.
你对你的肉体也是这样。
Do your flesh the same thing.
你知道我们一生最大的仇敌就是我们自己吗
？You know our greatest enemy in our whole life is ourselves.
如果你自己真正对付自己
，If you can go against yourself,
真正努力上进
，and also you labor hard,
没有一个人能够拦住你的。
No one can stop you.
如果你自己放纵情欲
，But if you let loose your desire,
没有一个人能够管教你。
No one can control you.
你有多少钱，多么好的老师都没有用。
However rich, however good master you have, there's no way.
因为你里面有一个作怪的自己，自己拦住自己。
Because there's a self in you that hinder yourself and stop yourself.
保罗这个词不是在教孩子
，Paul is not teaching the children.
教导全人类。整个人性的问题
teaching the whole humankind in human nature
人啊
man
你要真正做一个正人君子吗？
You want to be a gentleman?
你要真正过一个得胜的生活吗？
Lead a victorious life?
有一个导师是你前行不来的。
There is a teacher that you cannot hire with a man.
那就是圣灵。
That's the Holy Spirit.
你有一个仇敌是没有人可以打死他的。
You have an enemy no one can defeat.
就是你的肉体。
Your flesh.
所以你今天在这两样的中间。
Today within these two,
我是随从肉体呢？
Do I obey to the flesh?
我是顺从圣灵。
Do I obey the Holy Spirit?
为什么今天很多的政府机构有很多的钱，搞了很多戒毒中心，几乎没有一个成功的？
Why is that many of the government institutions that spend a lot of money to have this drug rehab but cannot be successful?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为顺从肉体的人用人的办法要去改正顺从肉体的另外一个人是不可能。
Because he who is in the flesh using the way the matter to control those who are in the flesh to obey the flesh is not possible.
有许多戒毒中心的
Made a drug rehab
以为用吃药会好。
They thought that he used the medicine and kill them.
把他关起来会好。
They locked up they can kill
them. 把他打他会好。
They beat them they can kill them.
结果的不但不会好。
No only they cannot do it.
越来越假冒伪善。
And they will be hypocrite.
越来越改不了。
They cannot be changed.
越陷越深。
And they are coming deeper and deeper.
没有办法好。
They cannot be changed.
心理学真的改变好吗？
Psychology can turn into good.
心理学真的医疗很多心理病的。
Psychology can the human psychological problems.
是现象的。
Phenomenally.
是暂时的。
Temporarily.
从来没有真正有效的永久性的治疗。
But it will not have an eternal effect.
我很清楚看见这个事。
Very clearly I see that.
真正能把人改变过来是什么？
What's the thing that can truly change you?
神 God.神的道
God's word
神的爱
God's love
神自己的灵住在你心里
God's spirit dwelling in you
亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers
这是全人类的教育
That is the education of humankind
你的仇敌不远在天边
Because the enemy is far away
你的仇敌不在另外一个国家里
Your enemy is in another country
你的神敌已经在肉体中间有犯罪本性对你的约束
Your enemy is in your flesh in your sinful nature that controls you
你的道士不是古代的圣人
Your master is not the ancient sages
你的道士不是远洋的那些大法师
Your master is not those sages far away
你真正的道士就是神差遣的儿子为我们死的上帝的地上的位格圣灵来引导你
But your master is the Holy Spirit that will guide you.
我的教会开了一个小小的戒毒中心。
My church also has started a small rehab center.
我们只有收六个人。
Only six persons.
在一年的里面。
In a year.
他们改变大得不得了。
So great change the experience.
这些人已经不再吸毒了。
They're no more taking drugs.
他们尽可能每个礼拜都来参加聚会。
So they try their best to come every Sunday.
哦，他们流眼泪。
They shed tears.
因为神的灵感动。
Because God's spirit touched them.
神的爱改变他。
God's love changed them.
神的道光照他。
God's word illuminated them.
有一天我跟一个人谈。
The ones they are talking to one.
我说你感到怎么样？
How do you feel?
他没有想到唐牧师自己要见我。
He never thought that the Reverend Tong wanted to see me personally.
因为我的会有一千多人。
Because I'm more than 1,000 of members.
每个礼拜我都没有机会跟他们谈话。
So every week I don't have the opportunity to talk to everyone.
我特别有一个拜六，请这些戒毒的人全部到我的 office 一个一个谈话。
So one Saturday I especially invite all these to come into my office to talk to them one by one.
他们很受感动。
They were so touched.
我问一个人。
I asked one of them.
你在这里跟从前的跟戒毒中心不同地方在哪
Here and what's different as compared to the former rehab center you had
我在这里感到有上帝的爱
I feel that God's love here
我在这里感到有真正的关怀
I feel there's true concern
我在这里感到有几个很好的传道人真正从内心来爱我
I feel that the true preacher love me truly
因为神的爱这么大我改变了
Because love God's love is so great I was changed
我是从前呢
In the past
我被打
I was beaten
打了牙齿断
And I lose my tooth.
我被绑起来。
I was tied.
我越来越恨他们。
I hate them.
我绝对不会改变。
I would actually not change.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你要顺从圣灵。
You must obey the Holy Spirit.
这里严格的告诉我们，就是人本的改变变成神本的改变。
The anthropological changing coming to God-centered change.
你体贴肉体。
When you go along the flesh,
随从肉体
obey the flesh,
你没有办法得胜。
You cannot be victorious.
因为你最大力量是被造的。
Because your greatest power is created.
所有的经验还没有犯罪的经验那么多。
So all your experience will not be compared to your sinful experience.
这一生继续不断犯罪堆积起来的经验。
So your experience when you sin for whole life.
你现在要改，你有什么力量去对付这些老经验？
How can you change the accumulated experience?
所以呢，你一顺服肉体的时候。
So when you obey your flesh.
你就 知道他控制你，你不是控制他。
You know, it control you, you cannot control it.
所以唯一的办法。
So there's only one way.
对主的灵说，主啊。
To the Spirit of God, you say, God.
我顺从你。
Lord, I obey.
你引导我。
You guide me.
你带领我。
You lead me.
我靠你。
Through you.
的神，我这一个肉体的罪性。
I can be victorious of this habitual sinful nature.
就变成 spirit control person.
And 就是圣灵所管制的人。
那圣灵怎么管制你？
How the Holy Spirit control you?
圣灵怎么引导你？
How does he guide you?
圣灵一定用真理来引导你。
He will truly use the truth to guide you.
圣灵一定用圣爱来感化你。
Surely you use holy love to touch you.
圣灵用上帝的能力来引导你。
He use the power of God to guide you.
所以你随从圣灵。
So when you obey the Holy Spirit,
你就是得着生命同平安。
You have the life and peace.
随从肉体的人呢
？If you go against the flesh,
弃绝肉体
，then you submit to the flesh.
不顺从上帝的。
You will not obey God.
弃绝圣灵的人呢
？So he who go along with the Holy Spirit,
他要明白上帝的心意。
He will know the mind of God.
所以呢，当你越了解神的心意的
，so the more you understand the mind of God,
你受神的意思感化
，so you are changed by him.
你越受圣灵所引导
，and guided by the Holy Spirit,
你就愿意。讨上帝的喜欢
So you want to please God then.
当一个人讨上帝喜欢的时候
When one want to please God
他就很自动的不愿意做一些事来使上帝难过
Very automatically he doesn't want to do things to hurt God
如果你真正爱一个人
You truly love someone
你会做一些事让他为你痛哭为你流泪为你伤心为你捶胸不可能的
You will not do things that will grieve them
你会讨他的喜悦
But you please them
但你如果所做的你能悦纳
Rather than what I do you will be acceptable to you
我的生活合乎你的心意
Then my life will go according to your mind
这个爱在你里面
This love is in it
这是圣灵所做的工作
This is the work of the Holy Spirit
你讨他的喜悦
You want to please him
如果你讨肉体的喜悦
You even to please the flesh
你就没有办法明白神的心意
You can't understand the mind of God
你也不愿意明白他的心意
You also doesn't want to know
你只要讨你肉体的喜悦
To please your flesh.
所以从今天开始
so henceforth,
我盼望我们每一个基督徒
I hope that every Christian,
在这两难之间
within this dilemma,
你顺从圣灵的时候
when you obey the Holy Spirit,
罪性的诱惑力量很大
so the temptation come great,
当你顺从罪性诱惑的时候
when you obey the temptation of flesh,
圣灵的感化的力量也很大
the Holy Spirit's touching is great too,
这样就像加拉太书第五章所讲
like Galatians chapter 5 says,
圣灵与情欲相争
And the Holy Spirit and the flesh
are in conflict.
And the flesh and the Holy Spirit is in conflict.
使我们不能做出我们所要做的。
That we cannot do what we want.
那么这是基督徒的另外一个困难。
So we come to another difficulty.
在第七章结束的时候。
When they at the end of the seven.
真苦啊。
Wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体。
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
第八章告诉我们。
Chapter 8 says.
如果基督的灵住在你心里。
If Christ's Spirit is in you.
你注意听。如果基督的灵住在你里
If Christ's Spirit is in you
你就不受身体罪性所管制
Then you will not be controlled by your sinful nature
你就要被圣灵引导圣灵管理你
Then you'll be guided by Holy Spirit to also be controlled by him
中文圣灵怎么翻译呢
How does the Bible say verse 8
第九节
Verse 9
如果上帝的灵住在你心里你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了大家读第九节一二三如果上帝的灵住在你们心里你们就不是肉体乃是圣灵了或者另外一个翻译请李博士给我们这个读英文怎么说
English chapter 9 verse 9 You however are controlled not by the sinful nature but by the spirit if the spirit of God lives in you
我直接翻译如果圣灵住在你心里那你就不受肉体的罪性所控制你乃是被圣灵所管理那这样呢我心有主了
So then I have Christ in me
这主是谁啊
Who is this Lord
我心有 There is a master in my heart
There's a master in my heart
这个主是谁呢
Who is the master
就是第三位格
The third person
第一位格爱我
The first person love me
差遣第二位格来
Sending the second person to die for me.
第二位哥爱我。
The second person loved me.
在肉身中为我定了罪案。
So in flesh he condemned sin.
为我死在十字架。
Die for me on the cross.
第三位哥爱我。
The third person loved me.
亲自在我心中。
He come into my heart.
来引导我。
And guide me.
光照我。
Illuminate me.
带领我。
and get me.
那你怎么说呢？
How do you say it?
主啊，
Lord,
你是我心中的主。
You are the master in my life.
你就是圣灵住在我心里。
So the Holy Spirit dwell in me.
来引导我。
To guide me.
我不愿意顺服罪性的这个身体。
I do not want to obey to the sinful nature.
我不愿意让我身体的罪性控制引导我。
I don't want the sinful nature to control me.
我要你的灵来引导我。
I want the spirit to guide me.
你的灵来管理我。
Your spirit to control me.
从今以后，
Henceforth,
我顺服你。
I obey you.
我听你的话。
I listen to your words.
我受你的管理。
Be controlled by you.
我就过一个新的生活出来。
I live a new life.
接下去呢？
And then,
保罗讲一句很重要的总言这话。
Paul said a very important principle.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
If a man doesn't have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
他这里不是说你是不是属卫理公会。
He doesn't say, do you belong to this Methodist?
他不是说你是不是属长老会。
Or the Presbyterians?
他不是说你是不是属福音堂。
Or the Gospel Hall?
他不是说你是不是属于圣公会。
Or the Anglican?
你是不是属于这个弟兄会聚会所。
Or the Brethren or Local Church?
你是不是属于圣灵教会灵恩会。
Or to the Christian Church?
他说你是不是属基督的。
Is it rather you belong to Christ?
属基督。
Belong to Christ?
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
不是堂会的问题。
Not denomination.
不是宗派的问题。
Not the church.
不是地上的宗教组织的问题。
Not the local organization.
神的家。
But God's
church. 神的教会。
God's church.
基督的教会。
Christ's church.
你顺基督的吗？
You belong to Christ?
有一个原则。
There's a principle.
你有圣灵。
You have the Holy Spirit.
基督的灵在你里面。
Then God's spirit dwells in you.
你就属基督。
Then you belong to Christ.
你没有基督的灵。
If without the spirit of Christ.
就不是属基督。
You do not belong to Christ.
那你说我得救的时候就有基督的灵。
You say when I believe in the Lord, I have Christ.
你得救的时候。
When you say,
主的灵就住在你里面。
Christ is in you.
但是这里所讲的是什么呢？
But then what you say here is.
你有没有顺从他？
Do you obey him?
你顺从圣灵。
You obey the Holy Spirit.
人就看见你有圣灵。
People see that you have the Holy Spirit.
你不顺从圣灵。
You would not obey.
你不被圣灵所管制。
You are not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
你不被圣灵所引导。
And guided by the Holy Spirit.
你还是随从肉体。
Then you still belong to the flesh.
人只看见肉体罪性的生活在管理你。
Man will see that only the sinful nature is controlling you.
他们就看不出你是属基督。
They want to see that you belong to Christ.
第九节很重要。
So verse 9 is very important.
基督的灵住在你们里面。
If the spirit of Christ dwells in you,
你们就不是在受肉体的罪性所管制。
Then you are no more in control by the sinful nature.
你们乃是受上帝的圣灵所管理。
But controlled by the spirit of God.
这样，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督。
So without the spirit of Christ, you do not belong to Christ.
如果你是属基督的
，If you belong to Christ,
显明出来
，to manifest it,
这灵是在你里面。
The spirit is in you.
灵如果在你里面
，If the spirit is in you,
你就不应当被肉体以罪性所引导所控制。
So you cannot be controlled and guided by the flesh.
今天弟兄姊妹们，
so my dear brothers,
我请问你，
I want to ask you,
主使你
God allows you,
引导你的
guide you,
里面的力量是你肉体的罪性或者是上帝的灵。
What's the power that guides you and controls you? Is the sinful nature of God's spirit.
你不要欺骗自己。
Don't deceive yourself.
因为你知道，
because you know,
你常常是过一个怎样顺从。
Many times you know what kind of life you lead to obey.
你说主啊，
you say Lord,
感谢你，
thank you.
你把灵赐给我，
you give me the spirit.
这是人类最大的导师，
this is the greatest master of man.
神的第三位格，
and the third person of Godhead.
启示先知同使徒的灵，
the one, the spirit that revealed to the prophets.
把神的道赐下在圣经里面的圣灵，
and then who gives the word to the Bible.
是感应玛利亚生耶稣基督道成肉身的圣灵，
the one who allowed Christ to be conceived by Mary.
是耶稣基督所应许的引导教会进入真理的圣灵，
the one that Christ Jesus promised to guide the church into the truth.
神啊，
God,
第三位格的上帝，
the third person of God.
你来到我的心，
you come into my heart.
你住在我里面，
dwell in me.
你引导我，
guide me.
你要管理我，
control me.
我很愿意把我的生命交给你，
I want to submit my life to you.
让圣灵引导我，
so the Holy Spirit guide me.
人家说唐崇庸没有圣灵，
people say that Stephen Tong has no Holy Spirit.
你问他为什么呢？
You ask him why.
因为他不是这样，
he doesn't shake like that.
所以没有圣灵。
So he has no spirit.
今天圣灵论已经乱造这个乱七八糟的。
The doctrine of Holy Spirit today is in a mess.
我们有没有圣灵啊？
Do we have Holy Spirit?
我们要顺从圣灵。
We have to obey the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面。
Because Holy Spirit dwells in us.
是印记。
and become a seal，
居住在我们
的 dwell in us，
我们的主宰
become our master，
他自己要结出他的果子，
he will bear his own fruit，
是透过我们的顺从结出来的，
through our obedience he will bear，
所以有没有圣灵啊？
Do we have Holy Spirit？
Yes， 仁爱、喜乐、
love、
和平、
peace、
仁爱、恩慈、
endurance、
良善、
kindness、
信实、温柔、节制、
gentleness，
这是谁的果子？哎呀，你说这个人很温柔啊，哇，他的国子很好啊。
His fruit is good。
这个人很和平啊。
He's in peace。
他的国子很好。
His fruit is good。
保罗说不是。
No。
信实温柔节制不是他的国子，是圣灵的国子从他身上跑出来。
Oh, this is the fruit of Holy Spirit, but manifested through him.
This is spirit, the fruit of Holy Spirit, not the fruit of him, but flow over, manifest through his obedience to the Holy Spirit。
所以呢，是透过他把圣灵的果子把它彰显出来，不是他自己的果子，
所以你不要再受欺骗了。
So do not be deceived。
有没有圣灵？不能，不是这样。
So it's not when you feel it that you say the Holy Spirit。
有没有圣灵？不是倒不倒下。
Not that you fall or not。
有圣灵，看你这个人是不是顺服他。
See whether you're obedient to him or not。
让他结出果子。
So they bear the fruit。
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
从果子你知道树。
From the fruit you know the tree。
好树结好果子。
Good tree will bear good fruit。
坏树结坏果子。
And the bad tree will bear bad fruit.
你进入接触圣灵的果子。
When you bear the fruit of Holy Spirit,
唯一的这一个秘诀
，is only one secret，
就是你顺从圣灵。
You submit to Him.
顺从他。
Obedient to Him.
让他引导你。
He guide you.
让他管理你。
He control you.
Amen.
Amen.
我们站起，站起。